Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shavuos, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. So it says the Mishnah, Maldas Chavir al Mashkon Vav al Mashkon. Someone lends money with a Mashkon, and then the Mashkon gets lost, and they now are in disagreement what that Mashkon was worth. So the halacha is, Amr lo Sela l'sichalav v'shekel ha'yishavah. If he says, look, I lent you a Sela, and the Mashkon that you gave me in return was only worth a half of a Sela, v'hala omer lo, Loki, and the other one says, no, El Sela Hilvisani Love Sela Yeshava. You lent me a Sela and I gave you a Mashkon that was worth the full Sela. So Pater, the guy who borrowed, is not Chayiv in the Shvua to say that it was worth the full Sela because he's Kofar HaKol. He says, I don't know you anything anymore. You lost the Mashkon, which was worth the entire amount of the loan. But another case, Sela Hilvisichalav Shekel Yeshava. If he says, I lent you a Sela and it was only worth a Shekel, meaning it was only worth half a Sela, v'alo omer, and the borrower says, lo ki, no, ella sela lisani lo shoshi dinarim ha'yeshava, granted you lent me a sela, but the mashkon I gave you may not have been worth a whole sela, but it was worth 3/4 of a sela, so then chayiv, then the borrower is going to be chayiv v'shvos modu b'mikzas, because he is admitting that he owes something. Sela lisani lo shtayim ha'yeshava, if he says, you lent me a sela, but I gave you a Rolex as a mashkon, so it was worth twice as much as the loan, v'alo omer, lo ki, ella sela hu love, and the lender says, no, I lent you $1,000 and you gave me $1,000 mashkon. So we're even now. Pater, the lender does not have to take a shvua because he's not admitting towing anything. But another case, if the borrower says, look, you lent me a sela, but I gave you a Rolex as a mashkon, which is worth twice as much. And the lender says, not true, granted, I lent you a Sela, and you gave me a Mashkon that was worth more than a Sela, but it wasn't worth twice as much as a Sela, Chayiv. Then he is actually going to be Chayiv. Uminishba, who's the one that takes the Shvuah? Misha Pikadon Atzla, the one who's in possession of the Pikadon, because if before it was stolen or lost. Shami Yishavazah, V'yotzi Allah Asa Pikadon, because otherwise the guy might take a Shvuah, and then the other person is going to take out the Pikadon, and will show that the Pikadon was not worth what the guy claims it was. So in order not to have someone swearing, being proven to swear falsely, we'd rather not have someone take a shvua unless he was the last guy with the pikadon. Moving on now to Perek Zayin. So we're now going to talk about Shvuos Midrabanan after we finish our conversation about Shvuos Midaraisa. All Shavuos Midaraisa Nishban V'lo Mishalim. The point of the Shavuot is you take a Shavuot so that you don't have to pay. V'elu Nishban V'notlin. The following cases are a case where you take a Shavuot and in order to get paid. Hasachir, if you're a worker that works for somebody else. V'anigzal, you're someone who was robbed. V'anechval, you're someone who was beaten up. V'shekenek do'chashur al Shavuot. Or really, the other guy should be taking the Shavuot, but he is chashud. We don't trust him to take a Shavuot. V'achen v'ni'al pinkaso. Or a storekeeper that's taking a shvua based on whatever his notebook says, his records say, of his accounts. Hasachir ketzal, so let's go through the cases. A worker is as follows. Amar lo tein li schari sheyesh b'yadcha. A worker goes to the guy who employs him and says, give me my wages. Hu amar nasati. And the guy says, what do you mean? I already paid you. V'alo amar lo natalti. He says, I haven't received my paycheck. Hu nishba v'notel. The worker is one that's nishba v'notel because we assume that the employer is too busy with all of his employees that he's probably not keeping very close track of it, so the employee knows better whether he got paid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ashtesha Mixas Hoda'a, that there has to be a Moda B'Mixas, at least, in order to get paid. Ketzad, Omer Lotein Yitzchari, Chamishim Dinar Sheishu Biyadcha, he says, you owe me 50 dinar of wages, V'Omer Hiskabalta Dinar Zav, and the guy responds, no, I already gave you 25 dinar, so that's a Moda B'Mixas, only then are you actually going to be Chayav Shvuah. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the sixth parak, we said that we had four different cases of a mashkon where the mashkon got lost, and in each of the cases, the one is only going to be chayiv shvua if it's really a mod de b'mixas. But if he's not mod de b'mixas, he's not going to be chayiv shvua. That was as the basic rule of Mishnah Zayin. And then in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we said that anyone who's chayiv a shvua in the Torah, it's always to get out of paying, but shvuos midrabanan, you get paid by taking the shvua. And there are four such cases: an employee, someone who was stolen from, someone who was assaulted, and someone who the other party was chashav al shvua. Five cases, and chen v'ni al pinkaso. So we only explained one of those cases, and that was the case of the employee, where we assumed that the employee has to take the shvua because he's the one that would have a better idea as to whether he still owed the money. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by an employee, it needs to be a situation of Mada B'miktas in order for him to be Chayev Shvua. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis.